underneath this old tree, one great personality came to this place a long, 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 long time ago, even before the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Does anyone know who that was? No. Madhavendra Puri. Now Madhavendra Puri was a great devotee, very, very, very renounced. He didn't like to talk to anyone about anything. He only wanted to remember Krishna all the time. So he'd never traveled with a friend, because the analogy is given that if you have some bangles, the more bangles you have, the more noise they make. As you move, they make noise. And there's an example in the, I think it's the 11th canto of this one sage. He said, I have so many gurus. I've learned so many things from others. And one thing I learned from one girl. There was one girl and a suitor came. Somebody came who wanted to see her parents about marriage. But her mother and father went home, and she was feeling shy. And she went inside to make something, some preparation. But she didn't want this person to know that she was alone in the house. And she didn't want him to know she was making something. So she had bangles. So she had two bangles, and they were going like this. She would make the cooking, so she broke one bangle. So this is the sage is saying, there's a lesson in this. If you want to not talk about all kinds of unimportant things, then you should be alone. So Madhavendra Puri adhered to this. He was a great, great personality, fully developed and fully immersed in remembrance and love of Krishna. So he traveled from place to place alone, and he had another regulation that he followed very strictly, and that was that he wouldn't take any food from anywhere. He would never ask for food, and if nobody gave him anything to eat, he wouldn't eat. So he came here to this area, and he saw Govardhan and paid his obeisances to Govardhan, and he saw Govindakund. And he sat down under one of these trees and he just chanted and chanted, deeply, deeply chanting Krishna's names, chanting, chanting, chanting. And all of a sudden, while he was sitting here chanting, a young cowherd boy, like we have here young cowherd girls, with very intense, beautiful black eyes and a very charming smile, a very beautiful cowherd boy came there. Yeah? Yeah? Wait a minute, I didn't know I was part of this. And the cowherd boy had a pot of milk.
He's hiding down, yeah. He's over there.
So this cowherd boy, he came and he had a pot of milk, and he came and he said to Madhavendra Puri, please take this. And Madhavendra Puri said, where did you come from? He said, my mother sent me. My mother and the other ladies were nearby and they saw you and they realized that you weren't eating, and so they brought this and they told me that I should bring this to you, so please take this milk. And Madhavendra Puri said, all right, and he thanked him, and the little boy said, in my village nobody fasts. Why are you fasting? He said, in my village nobody fasts. If somebody doesn't beg food from anyone, then we personally provide food for that person. So Madhavendra Puri, he appreciated the sweet words of the young boy, and he took the milk and he drank it, and then he waited, anticipating that the young boy would come back in the evening and get the pot, because he said, I will come and pick up the pot. So he waited. And while he was waiting, he was chanting and chanting and chanting. And chanting and chanting well into the night. You need some shade, Ambika?
No, I just don't want to talk too near the microphone.
Oh, okay. And so he chanted and chanted and chanted well into the night. And finally, when it was early morning, he fell asleep. And as he was chanting, in part of me he was wondering, where is that boy that didn't come? And then he had a dream. And this young boy came in a dream, but he looked, he was like Krishna, he was beautiful, and he said, Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra Puri. And he said, who are you? And he said, come with me, I want to take you somewhere, come. And he took Madhavendra Puri's hand in the dream, and he walked with Madhavendra Puri by the hand, and he took him into the forest. And he said, you see here? And he pointed to a lot of bushes, and it was all overgrown and very dense. He said, this is where I live. And because I live here, I suffer from severe cold and the heat and the rain and all of the other elements. And he said, please go and tell the cowherd men, the men of this village, and ask them to bring me out from here and take me to the top of Govardhan Hill. And he said, who are you? To the little boy. And he said, my name is Gopal, and I am the lifter of Govardhan Hill. And he said, here in Vrindavan, I am the authority. And Madhavendra Puri said, then how did you get into these bushes? How are you in such a difficult situation? He said, one time when some Muslims attacked, the priest who was taking care of me took me here and buried me here, and then ran away to save his life. And since that time, I've been living here underneath these bushes and underneath the ground. So Madhavendra Puri, and then Gopal said to him, for a long time I have been waiting for you to come here. I've been thinking, when will Madhavendra Puri come and take up my service? So when Madhavendra Puri woke up from this amazing dream, he went immediately to the village nearby and he told all the people, I had this dream, and he told them the dream. And all the men got shovels and machetes and whatever they could get to go into the jungle, and they were chopping down the dense brush and trying to go to the place, and Madhavendra Puri was directing them, it was here, here, I had this dream. And then they started to dig, and as they dug in the earth, they came across this beautiful black deity. Hey! Hey! Chup! And they came across this deity, and so they uncovered the deity, and they brought the deity to the village. And then they wanted to install the deity, and he'd been told that he should be placed in a temple on top of Govardhan Hill. So they took the deity to the top of Govardhan Hill, and then they had a huge ceremony where all the villagers, one after another, one village after another, would cook all the grains they had in their stock, all the rice, all the dal. Good. So then all the villages nearby, each day they would have a feast, and they'd bring, one village would bring all the grains they had and cook them, and they'd have a big Anukut festival for Gopal. Then another village would come and they would cook everything, they'd have another Anukut, and one after another they would have these big festivals. And everything went really nicely, and they bathed Gopal in so much water and everything. And they made a temple for him atop Govardhan Hill. And I think that temple is still here, but I'm not quite sure where exactly it is. Okay. But it's actually on the top of Govardhan Hill. And it was there, of course, we know that that deity, when Lord Chaitanya came, he wanted to see that deity. But he wouldn't walk on Govardhan Hill. And so because he wouldn't walk on Govardhan Hill, Gopal made a plan to come down from Govardhan Hill on the threat that there were Muslims nearby and he should be hidden in a village. So they brought him down and took him to a village called Gantuli. And there Lord Chaitanya saw him to his heart's content. So this deity of Gopal, then Madhavendra Puri got some brahmanas to come from Bengal and take up the puja, and everything was going really nicely, everything was set up very nicely for his worship. And after about a year of worship, one night he had a dream, and the same Gopal deity appeared to him in the dream and told him, Madhavendra Puri, I'm so hot, since I was so many years underground, my body temperature, I'm so hot. And even though you poured so much water on me, I still feel so much burning heat. And he said, well, what can I do? And he said, you should go to Jagannath Puri, actually, and get from there chandan. a lot of chandan, and you should smear this, you should grind it, and every day smear it on my body, and my bodily temperature will go down. And Madhavendra Puri immediately arranged everything for the worship of Gopal, and he set off immediately, without even a thought of his own convenience or inconvenience in walking all the way from here to Jagannath Puri. We found it inconvenient, taking 37 hours to sit down on a train. But he walked all the way from here, through the jungles and everything, till he got to Jagannath Puri. And there, as we know, on the way he went through Raymuna, and he saw the Chora Gopinath deity, who became known as that because of stealing the kheer for Madhavendra Puri. And then he stayed there in Raymuna and offered all of the chandan there on behalf of Gopal here. So that deity is now known as Nathji, and is an extremely popular deity. Has anyone here ever seen Nathji? No? I also haven't. My husband has. And Jai Gurupad has. In, I think on the border of Rajasthan and Gujarat, there's a place called Nathdwar. And in Nathdwar is the worship of this deity. So I heard recently where Srila Prabhupada said that this Nathji deity belongs to the Gaudiya Sampradaya. And we have so much evidence to prove it. But now he's being worshipped by the Balava Sampradaya. So there's a difference of mood, a difference of tradition and rituals and so forth. And so one devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, if we took them to court, or Prabhupada said, if we took them to court, we could get that deity back. And then they said, should we do that? And Prabhupada said, no, we would never do that, because their worship is so nice. But he was making the point that this is the same deity of Gopal that was worshipped here on the side of Govardhan, on top of Govardhan Hill. So this is the other pastime that took place in this area. Now, if we would like, we can go around the other side, and there's a temple to commemorate this particular pastime with Madhavendra Puri. And we can see a small Gopal deity there, not the original, but a small Gopal Nathji deity in that temple. Only thing is, we should make sure we have a small donations ready when we go into the temple. Not large, and not nothing, like we were doing at Manasi Ganga, because the people at Manasi Ganga aren't the ones, those people aren't doing the worship, they're just putting things in their pocket. But here there's a temple, but they can be a little persistent here as well. So we should get something ready, so you have it with you. Alright. Then we should put some drops of the water of Govinda Kund on our heads, and we should go and see Nathji. Anyone else have anything? Keshava, you must have something to add that you saw when you come here. This is such a nice place for sitting. Govinda Kund is very famous with the devotees. It's a place that is very nice to come and just to sit. By Govardhan.
So Mataji, the Mahavendra Puri pastime took place here?
Yes.
And also Surabhi and Indra?
Yes, yes. That's how the Kund came about. In Krishna Leela time, then this Govinda Kund was formed by the bathing coronation of Surabhi for Krishna. But then in more like Gaur Leela, contemporary Leela, then Madhavendra Puri came here and he found this deity, which is now very, very, very famous all over India.
So the deity was not found far away from here, was just around here.
In this area. You can ask them over there, they'll tell you something specific. I don't know if anyone really knows specific, but it was in this area. Radhisham, Jai Radhisham.